Now, I want to talk to essentially what's happened is an ad appeared in the Melbourne Craigslist 4 days ago. Craigslist is kind of a global buy and sell. Mad. Drinking buddy wanted. Be the third amigo. Two Irish lads have lost their drinking partner as he's moved out of the area. We are looking for a male between 28 to 36 to be part of the three amigos. Preferred qualities will be piss-taking, refusal of change, and to badmouth past local pubs. Mandatory requirements being available for 4 to 6 pints, 3 to 5 per week. I might join that myself. Andrew Kavanagh, good morning.
Morning, Ryan. How are you?
I'm very good. Tell me what part of the world you are in and what you're doing there and how long you've been there.
I'm in Melbourne, so I've been here around 5 years and, yeah, I'm just working away.
Okay, and what are you working at and who are you living with?
I live with my wife and I'm working for a healthcare company.
Okay, are you enjoying life out there? Are you missing the home country? What's the crack?
No, I'm loving it over here, yeah. Not missing it at all.
Okay, and where are you from originally and why did you leave there?
I'm from Blanchardstown originally and I left there to move over here with my wife.
Okay, for a better go with things. Let's have a look about let's have a chat about the ad. Tell me why you put it in the first place.
Yeah, well, our mate Mick McNamara did a little bit of a sneaky one and ran off on us to another side of Melbourne. So we were sitting around talking about it, and it was a little bit ridiculous going up to the bar and ordering 3 pints when there's only two of you and spending one third as much. So we decided to stick an ad up on Craigslist and see how we got on.
Okay, so you guys were a three-legged stool essentially, and one left, and you couldn't stand up straight without him.
That's exactly it, yeah. He was the glue that held us together, Ryan.
Okay. So are you missing him? Are you having that sort of blokey missing him, which you can't admit that you're going to miss him, but actually you're quietly?
Oh, yeah, very emotional. Yeah, crying myself asleep most nights about it, just thinking of him with his little picture beside me bed, you know yourself?
No, I'd say you've replaced the picture of the wife now with the picture of himself. And
exactly.
So what did he bring to the group that you need to replace?
Oh, a bit of everything, you know. He's pretty handy at the all round drinking and acting the maggot, you know.
Okay, so you put the ad in saying you want a drinking buddy. How are you going to audition?
Oh well, we'd sit them down and we'd bring them through a few tests and see how they get on. And yeah, Stephen Wardy's the other lad. He's a staunch man to get around, so he'll have no bother weeding out the bad eggs.
So what sort of tests will the new fella have to pass?
Oh, Wardy's a big fan of happy hour and stuff like that, so we'd probably send the fella up at around 5 to 6 and see how he gets on with getting a few cheap drinks, you know?
Yeah, that's important. What else?
Oh, I don't know. Depends. Picking out the seat in the pub. Generally, well, Mick was a good man for growing up and down Blanche Main Street naked the odd time, so maybe he could do something like that.
Okay, so have you had any responses to the ad for your search for the third amigo?
No, I've only had a couple so far, and neither were too good. We had one, which is a female, and that wasn't going to happen. And then the other one, wasn't for us.
Okay, so the search continues apace. Does it have to be an Irish person? Do you think anyone else would understand your guys' sense of humour and your way of life?
We've had a couple of lads the odd time drinking. This lad named Johnny, who's an Aussie, and a lad named Jamie, who's a Scottish fella. But no, it doesn't have to be an Irish fella. Give me anyone.
Okay, but for now, the search continues and you live in hope.
Exactly, Ryan. That's it.
Okay, well, good luck with the search, Andrew. I hope you find the third leg of the stool and that you can go forth into the future taking the mick and being happy again.
Cheers, Ryan. Ryan, can you do us a favour and say hello to Hannah and McGrogan and Manlow for us and Michelle McKeown up in Uri?
Hannah, Michelle, good morning from Melbourne, Australia and from us here in RTE 2FM.
Cheers, Ryan.
Good man, Andrew. Take it easy.